Welcome to the DermVet Podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Bourgeois, a board-certified veterinary dermatologist practicing in Portland, Oregon with animal dermatology clinics. I'm also a mom of two, just trying to find the balance like everyone else. Let's learn to ditch the itch, cytology, everything, and make derm more fun than frustrating. All right, I asked you what you wanted to know about dermatology internships or dermatology residencies. So I put up a question sticker on my Instagram just basically saying I was actually asked to do this episode. I had a couple people reach out when I asked for potential topics of the podcast, and they said, we want to know more about, you know, a residency or a dermatology internship and what that entails. So I put a question sticker up, and I got some really great questions that I'm going to dive into. And obviously, every college is a bit different as far as their specialty, you know, whether it's surgery, medicine, ophthalmology, dermatology, clinical pathology. So there's going to be some similarities to other specialties, but, you know, obviously my experience has just been within dermatology. So I'm going to get to your questions. You guys gave me some really, really good ones, and hopefully it's helpful whether you want to do an internship or residency in general, but specifically for dermatology. So the age-old first question is private practice residencies versus university residencies. And let me just start out by saying I'm actually on the education committee for our College of Veterinary Dermatology. So I review residency programs along with a bunch of other amazing people. And there is good and bad in both, right? There's always good programs that are in private practice and good there in university, and maybe not so good ones, or not ones that at least jive with you on either side. In general, there's kind of different pros and cons to private practice versus university. You know, if we, and for me, I did my rotating special, my rotating internship in a university. And then I did my residency in private practice. So I've had some exposure to both, though my primary dermatology training obviously was in a private practice. But university, especially if you really are interested in research, like tabletop research or having the time to do research, that's going to be really beneficial if you really love teaching. So a lot of times with certain internship and residency programs, you are involved with the veterinary students. So if you really enjoy teaching veterinary students, traditionally university is not going to be as packed with cases. And I did a couple externships in my residency at universities. And again, they're all different. But a lot of times, because you do need extra time for the student to review the case and for you as a clinician to review the case, the appointment times are a bit longer. So not quite as many cases are often seen because there's other work that needs to be done. That doesn't mean that they're any easier by any stretch. And it doesn't mean, you know, good or bad. It's just because you have to take that time to teach the veterinary student, you're busy doing other things. So you're still going to be plenty busy in a university residency, but it's not going to probably have quite the high caseload that a lot of private practices will have. So if you love teaching veterinary students, if you love being involved in research, you know, if you love being involved in that setting, then that's where university can have a lot of benefits. Now, private practice, traditionally, and again, they're all different, but traditionally private practice, you may have externs that spend time with you. You may have interns that spend time with you, especially if you are talking about a private practice residency that's in a multi-specialty hospital. Like where I did mine, there were some other specialties there, but primarily, you know, it was mostly a dermatology specialty, and we have several locations that are dermatology only. So there's going to be some differences if you're in a smaller hospital that's only that specialty or just a few specialties versus some of the really big, you know, private practices that have lots of specialties present in there where you might be doing more consults. But private practice tends to be a lot more cases because though you might be educating students and interns, not nearly to the degree as a school or a university where that is a part of their curriculum. So you're usually going to be seeing a lot more cases and be a bit more independent in that aspect. So people often think sometimes they're a bit busier, but you can do clinical research. So I did a lot of clinical research in my residency, but you probably won't have as much available as far as doing tabletop research. So of course you could spend time at a different facility doing that. So there's just a few differences with that. So, you know, for me, I like being busy and fast paced. I like dealing with clients a lot. That's one of my passions. I like teaching externs that come and spend time with us. But I didn't necessarily want to be in a university setting teaching where maybe I'd have students who were not interested in dermatology and just kind of getting through it for their degree. So I do think there's pros and cons on both sides of it. I still would have been probably happy doing a university residency, but there are definitely some differences between the sets up of those. Second question, if you are graduating veterinary school and you want to do a dermatology residency, do you feel like it's necessary to do a rotating internship? I think this can go either way depending on really what you want. So I don't think you have to necessarily. Dermatology is very common in general practice. So I think you can get a lot of dermatology experience being in general practice. That being said, I did do a rotating internship. And I really enjoyed it. It was intense. There's a reason it's just a year. But why I really liked it is dermatology is involved in many different aspects of medicine and other specialties. So we see hypothyroidism. We see hyperadrenocorticism cause issues. We see neoplasia cause issues. You know, we get wounds from past surgeries. So for me, I really enjoyed my year being intensely involved in other specialties just to appreciate them, but also because dermatology is kind of an umbrella to many other specialties. We consult on cultures of infected wounds. We, you know, culture on bad ears with surgeons that need to go to TICA. We spend a lot of time in internal medicine because they can cause things like pyoderma. So I really enjoyed that aspect of it. Now, I think that if you go to a well-mentored private practice or general practice after school and spend, you know, a year or two there, you may still get a lot of hands-on dermatology experience. I would say a lot of rotating internships, you don't spend a ton of time in derm because you are spending a lot of time in surgery, medicine, you know, other aspects of it. So it really kind of depends on what you want from it. I liked kind of being exposed to everything else because I felt like it filled in the gaps when I actually did my residency. But plenty of very successful dermatologists spend a lot of time in general practice and, you know, have a really good experience with it. You don't have to do an internship to do a residency. You know, the guidelines actually say a practice equivalency. So you could go to general practice just for a year or two and apply for a residency. You don't have to do an internship. Now, the another question I got is if you've been in general practice for a while, do you need to do a rotating internship in order to do a dermatology residency? And you do not. So you can, again, go straight from general practice into a dermatology residency. And, you know, at that point, if you've done a few years of general practice, you feel like you've seen a lot of other things. If you've consulted with specialists about your cases, you don't necessarily have to jump into doing a rotating internship if you've kind of put more years into being in general practice. Next question was, what's the difference between doing a rotating internship and doing a dermatology internship? And do I feel like you need a dermatology internship to do a residency? So, you know, small animal rotating internship is pretty common, though you could do large animal too. It's pretty common as a kind of a entrance into lots of different specialties if you want to do a residency and specialize. So a rotating small animal internship, most people do straight out of vet school and essentially go to university or private practice, have multiple different specialties there, and you rotate through surgery, medicine, you know, a lot of emergency shifts. And then often, depending on the program, there'll be the opportunity to rotate through other specialties as well, like dermatology, oncology, ophthalmology. A dermatology internship is often what people pursue if they finish their small animal rotating internship, and either they want a stepping stone before they commit to a residency, or if they don't get a residency, you know, through the match or outside of the match after they do their small animal rotating internship, they'll pursue that internship, which is still a year, but it is only dermatology. So some people do it as a way to get more experience. Often it's done if you don't get a residency, because depending on the year, there's not a ton of dermatology residencies out there. So you often will still have primary case responsibility. You'll still help, you know, teach if it's at a university, but it is 1 year and you're not doing the credentials you have to do as a resident. You're kind of seeing cases and deepening your education in dermatology. Do you have to do a derm internship to get a residency? No, you don't have to. I didn't do one, but depending on the year, it can be very, very competitive. So, you know, there are years where it seems like it is more common for people to have done a dermatology internship in order to pursue a residency because of some of the competition. And that really comes down to how many programs are offered per year. So you don't have to do one. But if I had not gotten my residency and I was looking for an option before I could apply the next year, I would have definitely considered doing a dermatology internship. And we are seeing them offered more and more as options for people to pursue. I got asked quite a few questions about international pursuing residency. So if you're not from, say, the United States and you want to pursue a residency, what that entailed. I want to make sure people know there are other colleges besides the American College of Veterinary Dermatology. There's the European College of Veterinary Dermatology. There's an Asian college. Australia, I believe, has recently or is pursuing getting a college. So actually, I would encourage you to look at other colleges that still do a very great job of educating in dermatology and having set programs. Now, there are people that pursue, you know, going to Europe or American programs. They're the two more established colleges of veterinary dermatology, and they will relocate and basically do the program there and take their test there. So you can travel to different countries, you know, obviously you have to figure out visas and things like that, and do your training, but you have to be willing to move. There are no longer alternative programs that can be done as far as virtually or taking longer than 3 years. So 3 years is now the standardized program length as a dermatology residency. And I don't believe you can do, you know, alternative programs where you can take 5 to 7 years to do it. It is pretty standardized 3-year program now, but you certainly can move. As long as you figure out all the requirements for that particular state or visas that have to be done depending on what country you're coming from. And I've certainly known people who have done that. Next question, what does a residency entail? What are the requirements? So there's lots of different credential requirements that have to occur with a dermatology residency. There are standardized 3-year programs now. And so you start your residency, there is a minimum amount of cases that you have to see throughout your 3 years in that program. There are other credentials you have to pursue at this point in time. These are often changing depending on the year. You have to do one case report, which is where you work up a case that is more difficult, and you have to write a report and get it passed by a group of people on a committee that kind of prove you can, you know, handle and explain a more in-depth case, whether that's a crazy allergy case or a disease process that got really infected, something that just is not straightforward. You have to write it up and have that case report pass. You have to do a research project. So you have to do a research project that can be clinical research, that can be retrospective research, tabletop research, but you have to have some form of a research project and you have to get it published. And there's various journals that you can get it published in. It doesn't have to be the dermatology journal, but many people do publish it in the veterinary dermatology journal. So you have to have it accepted for publish at the end of your residency or before you can pursue getting your credentials. And then you also have to present. So every year we have a dermatology meeting. Every 4 years is actually a world meeting, which is very cool. All the dermatologists in the world meet in one place. In 2024, it's going to be in Boston. But it's been in other places like France and Canada. It was supposed to be in Australia in 2020, but obviously it got turned virtual. So it does travel throughout the world every 4 years, but it can be presented there as well. So you have to publish the research and then present the abstract at one of the dermatology meetings. And then there's requirements every month that you're supposed to meet as part of your program. Besides seeing cases, you actually have to learn all the, you know, in-depth information. So you have to have certain numbers of journal club article hours. So 4 hours of journal club every single month, where you look at the literature, you talk to your mentor about it, you critique it, you analyze it. You have to have 4 hours of basic sciences. So learning, you know, cornification, keratinization, the dermis. There's lots of in-depth things we have to know about the skin because that's what our specialty is, in the ears. And then histopath, we actually are trained to interpret, you know, we are not pathologists, but we have to be trained to interpret things like findings on histopathology, basic things we'd see on skin tissue samples. You know, we used to have to write actual pathology reports about some of these histo cases. Now it's more interpreting images that are received so that we can look a little bit more in depth if we were to get a report back. And then, of course, at the very end of your program, after you finish it, you have to sit through the exam. And so we have to pass the exam, which is every November, in order to officially have our diplomacy in the American College of Veterinary Dermatology. The last question I got was, is it worth it? And, you know, I think it'd be easy for me at this point, for how much I've dedicated to our field and love it because I do all these other things like this podcast, that I would say yes. But I think in the end, it really just depends on what your goals are. Yes, I know that it's really hard to think committing 3 to 4 years to something, especially after we already put a ton of time into school. But, you know, and to me, for the rest of our lives, doing what we love to do, I'm so happy that I committed that time to do what I truly love to do. You know, 3 years goes by quite quickly. If any of us can tell that from the last few years of living through this world. But I also understand there's lots of different circumstances for people, you know, whether it's financially, your family, other commitments you may have. So I made this whole podcast and I made the whole DermVet platform because I think you can do really good dermatology in general practice. You guys see a ton of dermatology in general practice. But, you know, for me, that's all I really wanted to do, right? Like, I didn't want to work up diarrhea cases. I didn't want to see seizures. So for me, I love derm and it was worth it to go through it because it's all I wanted to do. I knew going through my career, I have so much respect for general practitioners and everything that you guys have to balance. But I knew my passion was that I was going to be so excited to see my derm cases. It was worth it to have that be my everyday. So is it worth it? I think yes. That being said, you can still practice amazing dermatology in general practice if that's not going to be something you can pursue, or if you love derm, but you also love other aspects of being a general practitioner. You know, I think all of you are amazing in that the whole point of this content is to make it so if you can't refer every derm case, or you can't, you know, specialize in it, or you have other passions, that you can still be really good at the dermatology you do in general practice. So I hope all of you find that helpful. Derm is something that clearly I'm really passionate about. And, you know, I'm really biased, but we have an amazing college. We're very fun, goofy. I've been told by multiple people that if they go to the Durham conferences, are some of the most fun conferences they've ever been to. So I encourage you to check out the North American Veterinary Dermatology Forum, which is in Seattle, not far from me, in Portland, in May. It's amazing time, and there are actually tracks that are geared towards, you know, general practitioners, but there's more advanced tracks if you're really interested as well. So even if you just love derm, even if you don't want to pursue a residency, if you want to pursue a residency, you definitely go there to network. But even if you just love derm, I really encourage you to check it out because it's really an amazing conference and there's so much that you can learn, whether you want to pursue a residency or not.